Welcome to Tap In. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. Tap In is a podcast dedicated to conscious women ready to get down to set natural weight point using the method of food freedom described in my books, The Happy Eater and Tap In. Check out the books on Amazon to learn more. Welcome. Hello, hello. Today is a new day. So I wanted to talk a little bit about my challenges the last couple days and maybe validate some of yours. I find that even as I move into this deeper listening to myself, because like I said a few episodes back, I'm restarting this intuitive eating, mindful eating after having a baby and breastfeeding for the last 8 months. And I'm finding that as I watch myself closer, the biggest challenge for me has been really figuring out something to eat that's going to truly feel good at times. Because a lot of times I'm not hungry, and it's just this kind of little nudge, this soft whisper that I need to eat something. And that's the hardest. So I wanted to give you guys some tips on that, that things that have helped me through it. So what I've found is that if I keep good nutritious snacks on hand all the time, then I don't eat something I don't really want. So snacks, meaning just snacks, like smaller portions, easy grab, easy to eat, easy to prep stuff, right? So here's a nice little list of things that you may find helpful for you when you don't have that real strong urge to eat, but you know you need to eat. First thing, protein. Protein is one of those things that I know definitely easy to forget, but the body constantly nudges me for. So for protein, it's like hard-boiled eggs, these energy bars, these bars that have protein in them, protein shakes, just sauteing or prepping some meat in some way and keeping it in the fridge. So like having chicken breast that's been seasoned and maybe steamed or sauteed. I find that really good cold. So keeping that in the fridge. Keeping, you know, eggs are really big for me for protein. I'm not always into meat, so eggs are a big go-to for me. Sometimes I do crave meat, though. So when I do crave meat, you know, having some chicken breast that's been seasoned in the fridge is really good. And to throw it on some greens, yummy. So good. Also, the protein bars, like I said, protein drinks. When I don't really want something heavy, but I'm hungry. Again, it's that soft whisper of hunger. A protein shake, so good. So good and so easy. So think about making a list of things that you can use or go to when you're hungry, but not too hungry, right? Something, and even if you are hungry, having a nice set of things, a nice set of choices to grab from is going to help you when you're really hungry and you don't want to eat what you don't want. Because I find for myself, when I go to eat something that I don't want, it starts a whole trail of just endless eating for nothing because none of it actually satisfies or nourishes me, period. Because once I get disconnected from intuition, from my body, listening means not eating, period. Period, until I'm hungry. And because I'm still craving, not craving, but because my body still wants the nourishment that it wanted in the beginning, and I bypassed it by eating whatever was there, it's still there. I'm still hungry, but full at the same time, if that makes sense. So having these snacks on hand are really, really good for intuitive eaters. Also, fruit, never underestimate the power of a nice apple or a pear. Or some, I'm not into really eating strawberries unless it's in a smoothie or in something. But strawberries, mangoes, oh, mangoes are so good and so sweet and so yummy. They can be sour too, depending on when you cut them. Oranges, I love oranges. I'm into citrus right now. Grab an orange and just snack on it. Super yummy. Grapes, you know, pineapple. I love starting the day off with pineapple. I love, you know, first thing. It's delicious when I just don't know what I want to eat. It's not, I don't want anything like carby or proteiny. I just want something that's gonna feel good in my belly. And pineapple's a go-to for me. So any fruit at any time, you know, anytime you want fruit, anytime you're not sure what you want, try fruit. That works. Also, just having prepped salads in the fridge so then I can just take the chicken and pop it on top of it. I love to get those bags, salad bags, but a lot of times, to me, the salad tastes kind of weird. I don't know if they prep it differently because it's got to be stored in these bags or what. I don't know, but it tastes different to me. So I'll take meal planning bowls, you know, not meal planning bowls, but like Tupperware, all these different Rubbermaid, those different meal prepping plates and stuff like that. And just put a salad, put a bunch of salads, like four or five, I'll prep all at once and just put them in the fridge. Because you get those really big organic greens and there's so much in there, you can prep a bunch of salads. So I'll do that. And I'll just put them in the fridge and then pull them out when I need them. But I think the most important tip here is just have lots on hand. Have salty stuff on hand. Have protein on hand. Have carbs on hand when you do want something sweet. Or not carbs, sweets on hand. And one suggestion that I have for sweets is use organic when possible. The reason I say that is because processed sugar, and this is for me, and I notice it, and maybe you don't notice it, but try it. I notice that when I eat processed sugar, I like have this kind of weird pull to sugar for the rest of the day. It's like this weird sugar craving. But when I eat organic sugar, when I use organic sugar, it doesn't do the same thing to me. It's like I can just have, you know, the piece of bread, the banana bread that I've homemade, and that's it. I just wanted that and I eat it and I'm good. But if I eat like, you know, like a Little Debbie, like a processed kind of cake, then I'm in the cupboard searching for more of it or something else. And it's not because my body wants it. It's because this processed food makes me want more. And it's kind of like the MSG in Asian food. It produces more of craving for itself, if that makes sense. So I try to stay away from processed foods because of that, because it makes me feel weird. When I eat processed foods, I can tell the difference in the energy of the food. Like inside of me, it feels different. And it ends up pulling me to eat things that my body doesn't really want. But because I've eaten, you know, the processed stuff, it makes me want more processed. It's weird to say, but maybe you understand what I'm saying with your own experience. Watch yourself. Watch yourself when you eat these kind of foods, and then watch yourself when you eat like organic and things that are more pure. Okay? Things that are made with whole ingredients, good stuff for you. I watched a TikTok the other day, and this woman, she broke down like the ingredients to Takis, which is this, I have to say, I liked the Takis. They're very strong, spicy, crunchy chips. I don't buy them myself. I don't buy chips, period, because processing for me, I can just taste it. I just sense it. I taste it. My body tastes it. I don't feel good after eating processed foods. But I'm not throwing shade on anybody who does. I'm just saying this is me. But anyway, she broke down the takis, and inside of them had so much processing and like preservatives, this man-made chemical that keeps the food preserved. But what was funny about the takis that she did, she used this app, this Shopper Pro app that it'll, if you put in the ingredients, it'll tell you what's bad for you, like what you shouldn't be having and what it can do to you. And she put in these ingredients, and basically the takis were made with only one good ingredient, which was corn flour. Everything else, the other 20 ingredients of it, were chemicals and processed. And it's like, you got to be careful what you're eating, because not only is it just not good for you, it causes cancer and all this other stuff, but when you're, as an intuitive eater, it can screw up your connection to what it is that you actually need and want in your body, right? So it's like, when I do eat these processed foods, I tend to eat more processed foods and just want more processed foods, right? Because there's no nourishment in them. It's very little nourishment. It just makes you want more of it. I don't want to make this talk feel like I'm trying to say my way is better, because it's not. What I'm trying to say is, watch yourself, watch what you eat, and watch how you react to it. Because it may not be, my experience may not be your experience, but I want you to pay attention to the way foods make you feel. Pay attention to how organic makes you feel as opposed to non-organic stuff, right? Processed as opposed to processed foods. Pay attention. It's really important that you watch yourself while you're eating and really see, okay, is this something that I should be eating for myself? Does this make me feel good or no? And that's why I stay away from anything that's like bleached flour, processed sugar, pasta. I'm not crazy about pastas. I'm not even crazy about rice because of that. Sometimes I'll have it, but I love grains and I love brown rices. Like, these are the things that make me feel nourished. When I eat the other stuff, it doesn't. And then again, like it gives you these fake cravings that you don't, they're not cravings that come from your body. They're cravings that come from eating the food. The food wants more of it. Like, the processed stuff wants more processed stuff. So just pay attention. I try to, and I also, I've downloaded the app because I'm like, okay, this is a really good way to make sure that what the stuff that my kids are eating is healthy. So let me go ahead and pull out the name of the app in case you're interested. It's called Supermarket. I thought it was Shopper Pro, but it's Supermarket App Pro. And you take a screenshot of the ingredients and just put it in there, and it'll tell you exactly what's in there and what's bad for you, what's good for you. Like, it says, if nothing comes up, then everything is good. If something comes up, it'll tell you this is a preservative, you know, this has been known to cause cancers, et cetera, et cetera. So Supermarket App Pro. Look for it. All right, so that is it. So those are my challenges this last few days, was just make sure I have lots of snacks on hand, lots of easy foods, because I just haven't been so hungry to know. I really wish I was hungrier. I wish my body was louder. It's so much simpler when your body's loud and tells you, hey, eat this, and you can feel good, right? But when it's soft, when it's a soft hunger, when you know you need to eat, when your energy is falling, it's like you have to just really pick something that's going to be purely nourishing, purely nourishing, something that's really going to make the body sing, because it's got lots of vitamins and good stuff in it. So snacks is the answer. Lots of good snacks. Also, I was looking at like freeze dried fruits. Those are good. So many different. Just look up lots of snacks based on the things that you like. Find some salty. Find some protein. Find some sweet. Find some proteins. Have a nice different, a whole array. I'm still a little tired. It's morning. Have a whole array of snacks available to you to just grab. when you're hungry, when you have that light, soft whisper. All right, I love you. Let me know if there's anything I can help with. Martita at Martita Robinson. Also go to Spotify. You can leave a message there. Let me know if there's any questions you need answered. All right, talk soon.